What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is take two. Oh, technology, definitely frustrating. Going to be making some adjustments. Definitely, I need to make adjustments because it's been overdue, honestly. But we're going to roll on, take two, because I was in the middle of recording the postcast of getting swept by the Kansas Jayhawks for, of course, every morning. It wants to do its normal thing and freeze up like the K-State baseball team did this weekend. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast here. And I'm going to go ahead and pick up where I left off. And let's get everything back to where it was. Yeah, so K-State baseball, right? Getting swept. The worst case scenario, getting swept by your in-state rival doesn't seem right in baseball. We know how it is in basketball. We're accustomed to that by now in basketball. But baseball, I don't think since I started this podcast, we got swept by KU. And by the way, 16th ranked KU, I should say. You got to give the credit, in-state rival credit. But on the other side of things, this should have been, K-State had every opportunity to win the series. And maybe not the first game, because the first game, you came out flat as it can be there. And then I know Saturday you had a lead, rally back. You had a lead in the ninth inning, couldn't close out. And then here, this one, you get yourself back in the game. But like I said all year, with this team, you get back in the game, and then all of a sudden you give the opposition, those runs back. Kansas State loses to KU in the Denzel Sunfire Showdown. Not only that, but you get swept in the 2026 version of the Denzel Sunfire Showdown. Yesterday, game got moved up because of this weather. 9-7 was your final score there in Twenty Family Stadium, and I've also said this all year long. I know y'all getting me tired of saying that, but K-State usually K-State usually ups the ante at home against ranked teams. They didn't do that this weekend. Whereas this game at one point was tied up. It seemed like 16 ranked KU had every answer for K-State in this series. Cannon Carr gets the victory for the Jayhawks. 3-1, Colin Feaser, another loss for him. He goes to 2-2, and Brody Rail gets his seventh save for the Kansas Jayhawks in 2026. We go inside the box score immediately because I already talked about some of that stuff before technology decided to, you know, do its normal thing in the mornings and irritate me. But anyways, yes, what's irritating is this baseball team. KU, 4 runs in the second. One in the third, one more in the fourth, two in the fifth, and getting a huge insurance run in the ninth inning there, as K-State also got a run in the ninth inning, but they needed more than that for the Bat-Cats. They also scored 4 in the second for the Cats, 2 in the third, and they did not score again until that ninth inning there. You had every little bit of chance there to beat this team and win the series. You didn't do it. And now, the worst case scenario coming out of this weekend is just happened. Getting swept by your in-state rival. Pretty deflating there for this team. And, of course, we go back a couple days beforehand. You beat Grand Canyon, okay, on the road. But, yeah, what's missing this year is K-State's dominance at home. It's just not been there at all. And this was a bullpen game for K-State here, which Robert Fortenberry started. He didn't last very long. 2 innings, 4 hits, all those were earned. A walk, and he struck out 3. Colin Feaser got the loss for K-State. 5 hits, another 4 runs. All those were earned. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Cole Wissenbaker and Taswell Butler. Taswell Butler continues to be outstanding out of the pen for Kansas State. One of the positives coming out of the weekend, the other one, D. Kennedy, 4 innings pitched for Butler, 3 hits, a run, that was earned, 6 strikeouts there. for Kansas, Madden Settle. He didn't last long either. 2 1/3, Cannon Carr, 2 2/3, Carter Fink, 3 innings, and then Brode Rail got the save for Kansas there. Pitched an inning there as well in the ball game. There, we take a look at the K-State offense here in this loss. 16th ranked KU 9, K-State 7. K-State getting swept in the 2026 Dylan Sunflower Showdown. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this Pearl Project podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found for anybody daily. We're to support K-State content. Y'all know what it is there as well. Baseball might be in sooner than we thought. But definitely, we got you covered. Spring sports will be coming to close here next month. Which means football is going to be right around the corner. Which, by the way, yes, football, I got it. I'm going to have an episode this week at some point on a football episode this week at some point. Stay tuned for that as well. I'm looking forward to getting more coverage of that there as well. And obviously, we're focused on right now what's going on currently with K-State Athletics, because we have all summer, Lord willing, to talk about football, basketball. We're going to have guests on here, including the return of honorary guest Alex Aiden on this podcast there as well at some point. So, yeah, we got all that squared away. Shantero, you knew my guy. Two more hits in the game. He was 2 for 4 yesterday. D. Kennedy. Oh, okay, yeah. D. Kennedy, 2. He was also 2 for 5. And it was 2 for 4. Kennedy was 2 for 5 in the game, and he, Barrett Madlack, and Micah Kendrick. I was almost half tempted to say Micah Parsons, but that's a whole other different player. Micah Kendrick, 2 for 4. Barrett Madlack, 2 for 4. So you had right there 4 guys, and I believe those were the only guys that got hits for Kansas State. That's crazy. Ty Simulowski also had 2 hits. So you had those guys getting hits. Everybody else got shut down for K-State in the game there. Ty Simulowski goes deep for K-State in the game. Let me see here. The final line score here real quick. Other series finale with the Dylan Sunflower Showdown. KU, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. K-State, 7 runs, 10 hits, and no errors in the ball game there as well. So yeah, K-State, we talked about runs and scoring position all year long. Well, not all year long, but in this series specifically, and how K-State missed opportunities like the first game, missed opportunities there. Second game is a huge opportunity to close out KU. And then here, despite losing this game, K-State was 4 of 7 runners in scoring position in this game. Therein, by the way, KU had 3 home runs off the K-State bullpen yesterday there in that game as well. So, yeah, that's a huge advantage there. But hey, and it's with this here. So, 2 things. Well, actually, 3 things to kind of put a positive, at least some positive, to close out this disappointing series for K-State. Tyson Miloski hit a grand slam to tie the game there. He became the 4th K-State player to hit a grand slam. Yeah, in 2020, this season. I think this is for K-State, I believe. So how about that there as well? D. Kennedy, we talked about him this weekend in this series. D. Kennedy stole another base yesterday. Now he's got 20 stolen bases, and I think he needs one more home run to get the 2020. Look, he's going to get it. He's going to get that home run now. He can focus on that. D. Kennedy now, 65 runs driven in. He's now tied for 4th all time in this cap for a single season record all time right there. And now K-State now will have to get off the deck from the sweep, from getting swept, and go back up north to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers on Tuesday night. Of course, we're gonna have to say weather depending on that one. That where this weather's been kind of hampering plans. But yeah, so K-State after getting swept now has to face their rival in Lincoln, Nebraska, to take on the Cornhuskers on Tuesday night. And, of course, we'll have the postcast for you Wednesday morning. So there's that for you guys as well. So, yeah, K-State, that's the worst possible scenario, getting swept by your in-state rival. Ooh, so there's that one for you. On now is a kind of a, well, not kind of, disappointing weekend. I know, outside of track and field, disappointing weekend for K-State sports across the board. Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports you can get. More podcasts are found for anybody with daily Richard Chris Cord, Kansas State content. Maybe again, if you're not already subscribed to this daily podcast, you might want to do so there as well. So, we'll come at you with coverage each and every day unless Eddie fumbles the ball on one of these days, but we'll have you covered per usual. Obviously, the podcast don't stop after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. It is 16th-ranked Kansas with a sweep, 9. Kansas State, 7 in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2026. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State. This has been another postcast right here on the Pro Bunch of Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. So, cats.